Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 74 for February 15th, 2010. Hot chocolate. Everybody now, hot cup of cocoa. It's time for Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone, the hot cocoa edition. Who are these lovely...
You know, I am not quite sure. This must be some church group, but it is actually originally done by the Von Trapp family.
Oh, well, there you go. It kind of is a Von Trapp style song.
Yeah, I think it was later when the Von Trapps, some of them quit and they got like fake members. And Liesl was like not even related to them. But, that happens with bands.
Auf saying good night to you. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Cammie Blackstone, our expert on culinary attractions and Munchcastian.
You know, I'm excited about this one because hot chocolate and hot cocoa are both very much in vogue this time of year because it is so chilly, just like they were saying. I mean, your fingers are frozen, all that stuff. And I didn't know this, but eating hot chocolate is very important this time of year because you'll get the vitamin D that your body's lacking from the sun.
Oh, I didn't know hot chocolate or chocolate of any kind was loaded with vitamin D. Well, it's certainly loaded with vitamin L.
Yes. Oh, look at that. Somebody loves Leo. Someone loves you. Who gave you that?
They sent me a metal heart.
Really? It's like the Tin Man. Wasn't that from Wizard of Oz? Didn't he want to?
If I only had a heart.
What's inside?
Yes, Mark and Carrie brought this by. You know, every once in a while, it's kind of the strangest thing. We get a lot of visitors to the cottage these days to come and watch the live show. They think it's going to be exciting.
And they want to see the magic happen.
Yeah, they want to see the magic. And then they leave kind of mostly saddened but and depressed often. But they do come bearing gifts very frequently, and today has been a banner day for gifting, and I did get, because it's Valentine's Day as we record this, I did get a lovely Ghirardelli chocolate heart from Carrie and Mark.
Yum.
You know, ironically, they come from Loveland, California.
Where is Loveland?
I mean, Colorado. Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Oh, okay.
And then Nicole Lee came by, and she brought me, because this is also, this is a triple threat. It's a triple witching week, because we have Valentine's Day on Sunday. Tuesday's Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
And also, it's Chinese New Year.
Gong Hei Fat Choi from Nicole Lee. And here it is, the giant Triumph gift assortment. Very, very suitable for Chinese New Year. It's got cookies. It's got, looks like a choco roll.
Wow.
So I've got cold chocolate here.
You are all hooked up. You know, I've been wishing people happy Valentiger today just to sort of combine Valentine's Day and yearly.
It is the year of Le Tigre.
It is. And I'm a year of the tiger, so it's my year, yeah.
I'm a year of the monkey, so that means, what, you eat me, or I run away as fast as I can from you?
I don't know. Somebody told me, a long time ago I went to Chinatown, and I had somebody, they were doing these year of the tiger paintings, and they put my name on it in a Chinese character and stuff. I was all excited, so I brought it to my office, and I put it up, and my boss, who is Chinese, came in and said, "Oh, God, take that down. The tiger's going downhill."
Oh, it's bad? Said, the tiger's bad?
Yeah, it meant that it was, like, going out to kill. So there would be death.
Oh, so you needed the uphill tiger painting.
You need an uphill tiger.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
You know, I wonder if the person who gave you that really knew what they were up to.
They're trying to kill me, obviously.
Yes.
It took 12 years, but.
Well,
I also brought you a treat.
Oh, look, a little Valentine chocolate.
Made with love.
Oh, what does it say on there?
Nothing.
Oh,
it's just in sprinkles.
It looks like Braille.
I tried to make it say something, but I don't have very good penmanship with frosting.
No. You know,
I tried to make this say something, and look what happened.
It looks like I don't know, somebody ate a little too much red licorice is what it looks like. And then my friend
son made a big Valentine boob.
Was he intentionally doing that, or?
I don't know. Or the Target logo.
My favorite baker friend says the thing to do is to take a Ziploc bag and cut the corner off.
The tip.
And you make a little, it makes a little tip.
I know. I should have done that. Dang, and I know
What do you
that.
Do? How are you doing that?
Well, I had
a popsicle stick?
Pastry tips, and they were just too big.
That's for a giant cake.
Yeah.
So basically it came out and went.
I need like a typewriter. Sort of.
You know, it's kind of sad.
10-point font.
The art of, you know, cake decorating has really gone downhill ever since Safeway got the cake printer.
I know.
And you bring them a picture and they print it on the cake.
It's really distressing.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I like the little roses that you do and the little, you know, the longhand cursive writing.
Bring back the fondant. You are the one who taught me about fondant.
I'm all about fondant. All about fondant. But you know what? Right now, I'm all about hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, baby.
And you know what, Leo? I did not know that there is a huge difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa. Did you know that?
Well, I know there's hot chocolate, the 80s disco chocolate. Band. And then there's hot chocolate. What's the difference in hot chocolate and hot cocoa?
Well, you know, at 101cookbooks.com, which is a fan-flippantastic website, they said that the difference is, cocoa is derived from chocolate liqueur. The professional term
liqueur.
For unsweet bacon, baking chocolate.
Okay.
Cocoa powder is chocolate liqueur, which has been pressed to remove 1/2 to 3/4 of its fat, and then it's pulverized with a hydraulic press, which was designed by Dutchman C.J. Van Houten in the 19th century.
So you're talking about Dutch chocolate.
But this is how cocoa...
They call it the Dutching process, right?
Right. And so there's a thing called drinkable chocolate, which is what I'm actually having now. This isn't hot cocoa.
So it's like heated up Hershey's? What is the...
Well, I'm having... My friend was just recently in Paris, and she brought back some Angelina's...
Ooh, that looks good.
Drinking chocolate. And so what's
now is drinking. So drinking chocolate is chocolate that is drinkable. Hot cocoa is chocolate that's made
powder.
From Dutch chocolate powder.
Now, I want to just kind of show you. So in the Angelinas, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. There's like little chocolate pellets. I don't know if you can see. It looks like mouse poo.
No. But it's chocolate though. It's like
it's chocolate.
If you melted it, it would be chocolate.
Right. So that's drinking chocolate. Which is very different, apparently.
I've been to Angelina's. It's near the Louvre, on the Rue de Rivoli.
Angelina Rumpelmayer.
Yeah, Rumpelmayer is very, very, very famous.
Yeah. So
and it is
what a treat, man, to get this.
Freaking believable.
It was. I'm having it now. Having it. I'm lying because I don't have an Angelina's cup. I have a Hershey's cup.
No, that's okay because that's camouflage.
Yeah,
That's so that the boys won't know that you have Angelinas. I don't know if they'll know the difference.
You know
they might
funny?
Prefer Hershey's.
They don't like it.
No, it's not because it's drinkable.
They don't like the Angelinas.
They want Hershey's in a cup.
They would prefer the Swiss Miss.
That stuff is foul. I'm sorry. That is foul. Swiss
it's just very artificial tasting. But like Angelinas, it's hearty. Like you drink that and you're done. I mean, it's
rich. Well, remember for a while, Starbucks had that very rich... Mm-hmm. Coffee. In fact, it was so rich they gave you a little teeny weeny cup for it. And they'd give you like 3 tablespoons of coffee. I mean, of chocolate. But it was really thick and rich, I remember.
Yeah, it's just a melted Hershey bar.
Yeah, but nobody, it didn't sell. They had to discontinue it. I was very disappointed.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And now they sell Dutch hot chocolate. They don't sell real drinkable chocolate.
They sell cocoa.
Cocoa.
Not hot
cocoa.
Not drinking chocolate. You see?
I see. No, I have never really thought about this, and now I'm really...
It's something to think about, and especially because, as I said before, during the winter seasons when people are not getting enough vitamin D, it's good for you to have hot chocolate to drink all that milk.
Oh, it's the milk that makes it so... Milk makes it better.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, you know how I learned that? I was Googling around, and apparently in New York on December 30th, the American Dairy Association and Dairy Council unveiled the world's largest mug of hot chocolate. And you can YouTube it if you want. Just do, you know, world's largest cup of hot chocolate.
Let me play this while I YouTube that. You said this along. This is an ad for hot chocolate, it looks like. Here it is.
If you're mighty thirsty for something mighty good, our hot chocolate's just a drink. It's a beverage and a food. Get hot chocolate and see just how good a drink can be.
That's obviously from a movie.
I call that a febridge. It's food and
that's
beverage.
A beverage and a food. You'll find our snack bar with piping hot chocolate and other food.
You know, I don't think he sold that enough. I just didn't feel it.
He was embarrassed.
I mean, for all I know, he was telling me to get an oil change. I did not feel the
You'll load. Like the oil change in our hot chocolate. So this was a was it a hot cocoa or a hot chocolate? The world's largest.
This, they're saying it was a mug of hot chocolate. And it was the world's largest mug. It was in Bryant Park. And it was 487 gallons of hot chocolate.
That's kind of disgusting. I don't like it when they do those giant things.
They gave away 6,000 to 10,000 free cups of cocoa. Well, see, now they are interchanging cocoa and chocolate. So I don't know. This is the American dairy.
It's not
people.
At all unusual in
but
this
they
world
said
to
the
not
reason,
know the difference.
They wanted to remind people the importance of drinking milk for vitamin D during these winter months. And this is a way to sneak it in.
32,
they always have to have the countdown, don't they? There it is. A giant mug. You know, I want to get in there.
This is the world's largest mug of hot chocolate.
Don't you kind of want to get in it like it's a hot tub?
Oh, yeah.
It's big enough. You could actually sit in it.
Well, I'm sure if it was like the real unadulterated organic chocolate, it would even have some sort of like medicinal quality
sure.
for your body.
It'd clean up any blemishes or skin rashes that you might have.
My God, I'm going to give myself a chocolate facial right now.
Look at they're putting giant marshmallows in there. That kind of ruins it. Oh, no, don't drink that. Oh, no. People have been sitting in there. Oh, they're handing it out to children. Well, you notice, by the way, the people handing out are wearing rubber gloves.
it
can't be right.
That's all.
Oh, no. These are sanitary kind of a.
Look. Oh, they were?
Yeah, look. See? She does. It's like it's nuclear.
They came straight from doing surgery.
Yeah,
so, like,
look at
handing
that.
Out the hot chocolate.
I don't think that's right.
I'm sorry.
Would you take a mug of chocolate if somebody wearing latex surgical gloves? Wow.
Oh, I don't know.
I want to get in there. I want to get. I am not kidding. I want to jump in there.
It does look comfy.
Comfy. It's got a marshmallow topping that you could just float in that.
And you could probably lean your head back on the marshmallows. It would be sort of like a light, like a raft.
I was going to get a hot tub, but now I'm going to get a hot chocolate tub.
Well, there's no reason why you couldn't fill your hot tub with hot chocolate, right? I mean, it's yours. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. The chlorine's not so good, but.
Oh. You only need chlorine if you're having strangers there in the pool with you. You know.
Right.
That's true.
Right. It's my germs. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know you're not going to tinkle in there and that sort of thing.
I would never. Now, I have
what
this.
Do you have
this? We have friends at a company called Amano. Which is a gourmet chocolate. I mean, these guys are like incredible. They're in Orem, Utah. And they do
gourmet capital of the world.
Yeah. They do artisanal chocolate. Okay.
All right.
And this is the Barlovento, which means it comes from east of Caracas in Venezuela. It's famous for its superior cocoa. But cacao. But this is not, this is something different. This is nibs. See, I think these are non-calorie because it's just this is like roasted cocoa beans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it taste chocolatey?
No, it tastes very bitter.
Oh, well, then why do people eat them?
I don't know. Maybe because it's got, let's see. Well, actually, it's a little bit caloric. It's got 5 grams of fat in 1 tablespoon.
Jiminy Christmas, that's a lot in a tablespoon. I mean, butter is 12 grams of fat.
It's like half a pat of butter.
Yeah.
Professional chefs and home cooks alike have requested the cocoa nibs that we use to create our award-winning chocolate.
Well, so do they boil them up and then use them as a flavoring additive to other foods? Is that what it is?
Roasted pieces of cocoa bean nibs are crunchy like a nut, but with the beautiful, rich flavor of chocolate. Nibs are the perfect highlight for a wide number of dishes. Incredibly flavorful. We use them to make our chocolate, but with these nibs, you can...
It's a food and a beverage.
It's a food and a beverage. They don't have any sugar, so they're a little bitter. But, there's a chocolatey flavor. I think this is the real deal.
That's like if you're a chocolate
aficionado.
So like when the Mayans first introduced the world to chocolate, they were chowing on this stuff.
This is it.
Yeah, they weren't getting the fun-sized Milky Ways.
New.
They were getting the nibs.
By the way, Johnny Worthington, who is our Australian correspondent, says, don't use the pastry things. Don't use the Ziploc bags. He says, I use a large syringe.
Wow.
Mm.
It's hard to clean those, though.
Yeah, well, you have to get a Sharps container.
Right.
No, he says he takes the point out. The needle.
Well, my
out.
Garbage man's such a gossip, he'd start thinking it was something.
She's shooting up chocolate.
Although, I wonder if that's less fattening.
It might not be a bad idea.
You know, Leo, you know why there's no organization as Chocoholics Anonymous?
Why not?
Because no one wants to quit.
Yeah, baby. No, isn't it true? Chocolate is love. It's like got some sort of amine in it duplicates
it's the same. Yeah.
Because I know I love
pheromones.
Chocolate.
I don't know. Something like that.
No, but I know women who, if they're lovelorn, lovesick, will eat lots of chocolate because it makes them feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see guys do that.
Oh, no, I've seen guys do that.
Really? Eat lots of chocolate?
Mm-hmm. King Kazoozle eats chocolate like all day long. All day long. Whenever he's feeling a little
down. Are you still seeing the king?
Yeah, occasionally.
That's one of those, huh?
Yeah, you know.
He calls
the relationship entirely on his time.
2 in the morning. Yeah. What you doing? I'm having a cup of hot chocolate. What are you doing? So this is the Polar Express.
Oh, this is a great.
Is this Tom Hanks?
Him to hot chocolate.
Him to hot chocolate from the Polar Express, ladies and gentlemen.
Love song about chocolate.
Who wouldn't love chocolate?
There's Tom.
Your attention, please. Are there any Polar Express passengers in need of refreshment?
He always seems so harsh in this movie.
I thought so.
It's the tap dancing waiters.
Ooh, we got it. Hey, we got it. Say, we got it. Oh, we got it. So, we got it. Yo, we got it. Here we've only got one room. Never, ever let it. Keep it crooked in the pot. In you go!
I don't know. If I were a child, I might be terrified by this whole thing.
Being ordered to eat about chocolate.
It's kind of scary. It's like...
Say, we got it!
Did you like this...
We got it!
You know, I love the book so much. I didn't really like the movie.
Exactly. I was a huge fan of the book. I read that to my kids even when it wasn't Christmas. The movie is a little creepy.
It was a little creepy.
As usually when they have an animation of humans, it's like there's something wrong. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I can't quite put my finger on it.
I know. And you know what? And the fact that Tom Hanks was mean.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
It's sort of bossy about the hot chocolate.
It's mean. It's like, drink!
Yeah.
When my daughter was little, we took a trip to New York. I was doing Regis and Kelly, and I brought her along with me. And we stayed at the Plaza because she you know, read the Eloise books.
Wow.
And, yeah, so she wanted to stay at the Plaza. And I thought it was a nice room. It was like the world's smallest room. We were in a closet and it had a double bed. And she's only like 8 or 9. She said, "You're not sleeping in this bed with me, Dad." I said, "Come on."
I'm paying. For God's sakes.
But we did something that was really good. The producer, the wonderful producer at Regis and Kelly, Marianne Sable. She works under Gelman. Marianne Sable. She's such a sweet person. She says, "Okay, here's what you do with your daughter. You go to Saks Fifth Avenue. You go shopping. This is what every mom does with her daughter, and I just didn't know. And then you go next door, and they have something called frozen hot chocolate.
It's serendipity.
You know about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I took my little 8-year-old girl to serendipity, and there were all the moms and all the little girls were there, and they were having frozen hot chocolate. It was so wonderful. It was the best thing. I wish I could do that again.
I was so perplexed by the term of frozen hot chocolate, because then why don't you just call it cold chocolate? Like,
you know, it's not hot.
I know it's not hot. It is frozen, but it is so good. And actually, I had a huge score about a year ago at Ross. You know how they sell like discontinued food items at Ross sometimes?
Really?
There were 2 canisters of Serendipity frozen hot chocolate mix.
So you can buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I scored. And so we went through a couple, months, I guess, of hot frozen hot chocolate.
So like tell everything. Me what it, because I wasn't clear. It comes in like an ice cream soda
right.
thing, mm-hmm. and it's got a straws, and we got one and shared it. It was so sweet. Oh, my God. But I know. I cry when I think about it. But
those were the days, huh?
Oh, man. Now if she should be yelling at me. If she
Why?
Because she's a teenager.
Oh.
She should look it's back her job. She's individuating.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, here, I do have a link on Epicurious that I'm going to try and find for you to
That describes
have.
How to make this?
You can make it at home. And,
so what is it?
You know, it's chocolate. So it's real chocolate, not cocoa. 1/2 ounce pieces of your favorite chocolate. 2 teaspoons of store-bought hot chocolate mix. So there's, I guess, cocoa. Sugar, milk, and then you whip it all up with ice.
Ah, that's it. Okay. So you're really making an ice, a chocolate soda.
It's like a chocolate Slurpee.
Yeah. Wow. So good.
And their presentation's phenomenal. Just phenomenal and there.
It's like it was kind of, remember we went to Powell's candy shop. It's kind of like that. It's a, it's an old fashioned soda shop with the wire chairs and all that. And it was.
They've got a couple of good chocolate places. There's also Chocolate Bar NYC, the chocolate bar in New York City. Mm. And they have a great website, chocolatebarnyc.com. And they've got great hot chocolate there as well. And there, it's just a chocolate bar where you can go and you can have a hot chocolate and they have all kinds of variations, which, I mean, when you think about it, there's a great hot chocolate or hot cocoa is wonderful for variations. I mean, some people like to put in the peppermint schnapps.
Mm.
There's the Mexican version. Like I know Alton Brown
Mole.
Is a great.
Yeah. With a little spicy chili.
Or something.
To
yeah.
me, that's my favorite. I love a little heat in my hot.
The Mexican chocolate.
Yeah. That's different. That's got cinnamon in it.
Oh, yeah, right, cinnamon,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the mole, the cinnamon chocolate. And then there's a really great website, cpbgallery.com, and it's Chocolate Peanut Butter Gallery.
Oh.
And this woman, or I believe it's a woman who runs this site, is obsessed with peanut butter and chocolate, as many of us are. And she makes, like, a great hot chocolate that uses peanut butter and Nutella in her hot chocolate.
See, Nutella is a hazelnut. Kind of
right.
a thing.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm just saying there's many ways to.
But
you know,
it's hazelnut and chocolate, which do go together wonderfully.
So wouldn't that be a good hot chocolate?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you have any special variations that you. I mean.
I'm telling you, the best hot chocolate I ever had was in Paris. And you said, of course, you know, everything tastes better when you're sitting in a sidewalk cafe and mm-hmm. you've got a little tiny cup and people are walking by talking. And you're going, and they bring it in a pot, you know, so you can pour it. And it's just. And I think it was Angelina's.
Angelina's. There's Dunkin' Donuts. I just saw a commercial for. I just sent you the link, and they do a hot chocolate that is like a Milky Way bar.
No, see, this is no. Mm-mm.
No,
no.
Is that you're just messing with a classic? Is it just sort of sacrilegious?
Milky Way. What's the Milky Way? It's got that foamy kind of
stuff. It's probably nougaty or malted or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Watch the commercial.
There's a commercial?
I just sent you the link.
Dunkin' Donuts Milky Way hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's give it a try. We can't serve it to you, ladies and gentlemen. We can at least give you a little taste. A little
People
bit
can
of
weigh in.
You can weigh in just by looking at it. Let me pull up the video. Where is it?
Oh, did I not send that to you before? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not
you
picky.
Know,
I ain't picky. Oh, wait, that's get out of here, Tom. Go, shoo.
Did I send you the wrong thing again?
No, it's me. I clicked the wrong thing.
Oh, you know, I want to thank all the folks who tweeted me with stuff. Hot chocolate with butterscotch schnapps. I've never tried that. I have done the peppermint schnapps.
Oh, honey child.
But butterscotch. I didn't even know there was butterscotch. I can't even say butterscotch schnapps.
Try saying it after you've had it. Exactly. Yeah. If you had some, then it's really bad.
That's almost as hard as saying Irish wristwatch, which is my last hard one.
You're good at this. You bring these things up. Irish wristwatch. Here he is.
You know, somebody should invent a Milky Way flavored hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Introducing the new Milky Way brand hot chocolate, only at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
Yeah, America runs on sugar if they need that.
I've never seen that ad where the guy's jogging. Like, anybody who goes to Dunkin' Donuts a lot
runs
is, like,
in any way. Yeah. It is. It's the faux, but probably useful association of Dunkin' Donuts with fitness.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. And then I do want to mention a couple other little places that do good hot chocolate. There is a place called Stevens Hot Cocoa.
Wait a minute. Jack Attack in our chat room says, I guess he's Mr. Duncan. We don't sell the Milky Way hot chocolate anymore.
Why? Was it a failure? Was it like the McRib?
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Dunkin' Donuts McRib.
Oof. And according to Pope's Chocolate.
Yes?
Pope's Chocolate is a drink allowable on Lent, even though others thought it should be banned because it incited lascivious desires in women.
Oh.
And a fasting chick, it has some Pope's hot chocolate and it's all over.
I've never heard of Pope's.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody did write to me about Stevens Hot Cocoa. And Stevens was lucky enough, I guess they've been around long enough, that they actually have the domain name hotcocoa.com. Luck out. But they make a pumpkin spice hot cocoa, a candy cane hot cocoa, and a peanut butter cup hot cocoa. Not drinkable chocolate, but cocoa.
I think peanut butter in my chocolate is just, I'm coming back to, I'm a purist.
Yeah.
I'm not a Puritan, but a purist.
If you
do a search for Chocolate Pope, you find a lot of stuff. Apparently it's a song.
Huh.
I don't know if it's related to chocolate, but here it comes.
It's not Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Cammie Blackstone, we will see you next time.
Cheers.
On Munchcast.
She seems to be at the end of a rope. Italian candy with Swiss chocolate flavor. Such a delicious, delicious way to save her.
This is very strange. The Chocolate Pope looks a lot like Ringo Starr, actually.
I was going to say, it suddenly went into Yellow Submarine.